Bandwidth and Hosting and NyQuil is brought to you by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to your Wednesday installment of the BTN News Show. I'm your host, Kyle Swagger. Apologies again for the last 2 days. Have been completely under the weather. I've had the flu, actually. But slowly things are getting back to normal, so I thought I'd push you out a show for today. It is the 8th of February, 2017. All the best technology news that happened over the past 24 hours be coming your way right now in about 5 minutes. Well, it seems Apple is ready to spice up their Apple TV line a little bit. Because Apple has decided to hire dear old Timothy. Yeah, you may remember him. He was the Amazon Fire TV head. Yeah, they're going to bring him on board now. Now, Mr. Timothy has actually been in charge of the Fire TV since 2013, overseeing two generations of the product. But I guess he thought he needed a challenge and decided to head over to Apple. Now, a lot of people are wondering, well, what's going to happen to Pete Distad? You might remember he headed the Apple TV product marketing. Apparently not very well. Apparently, he's going to be over in the content deals section now, meaning him and Eddie Q will be teaming up. Now, we have heard rumors, not to mention the numbers, regarding the Apple TV over the past few weeks. It ain't doing so hot in the product market. So apparently Apple's hoping this little change will help the sales. Maybe we'll see a price drop. I think that would help the sales tremendously. Well, apparently Nintendo feels they're on a roll, so they're going to start throwing out those mobile games about 3 times a year now. Now, we all know 2016 saw Super Mario run across our iOS screens, and although a lot of us didn't decide to buy it, a good chunk of change and enough to think, yeah, maybe mobile's the place to go. Now, the reason why Nintendo said they want to focus on mobile is because, well, better processors, battery life's gotten better on the things, display resolution's really good now, and not to mention data speeds. Although Nintendo did reiterate, they said that their first priority still, and first and foremost, will be their own hardware and games. 2 to 3 games per year. You know what? I think we'd all be happy. Just put that NEC Classic as an app on our phone. You'll sell a buttload. Well, we all know there's plenty of music streaming services out there, and apparently Vivo sees it that way. You might have heard before, and we're thinking, yay, finally, a music streaming service that's actually videos. Well, you're going to have to hold on to that hope a little bit longer. According to Vivo head honcho Eric Huggers, the company is putting its subscription plans on hold for now. The reason why? They're saying international expansion. Now, just like with Spotify or Apple Music or anything, all of these little services have their own little territory rights. And it gets more complicated for video. Just ask Netflix. So apparently Vivo says we want to be able to give a big old full outing and not leave anybody out of the loop when it launches. Now apparently according to those numbers, 80% of Vivo's viewers are actually outside of the US, but it only has localized content for 14 countries. So they want to double or even triple that by the end of 2017. Meaning, yeah, no video music streaming service this year, I'm pretty sure. And finally, diving into the deep black holes today. And yes, I'm talking about the ones in outer space. Now, your normal run-of-the-mill black holes, apparently, when they go eating up stars and stuff, they typically go away within, say, a year or so. They don't stick around too long. But that's not been the case for XJ1500 plus 0154. Yeah, that's the black hole's name. This little black hole is stubborn and has been gobbling up crap for about 10 years now. And of course, this has got astronomers jumping up and down on their trampolines. Now, they're saying there could be 2 reasons for this. Either a massive star was captured and then eaten, yum, 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 or a smaller one has been chewed on a lot more than it ever has before. Of course, astronomers are saying that this extra data with this big old hungry black hole will help us learn more about how this universe was formed. The bigger question is how much stomach room is left in this black hole. Apparently, 7+ more years. Just me or does this black hole need to go on a diet? If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. BritishTechNetwork.com, that is the website for all the podcasts, the reviews, and the blog. Get on over there and check it out for yourself. You can like our Facebook page too, British Tech Network. Follow us on Twitter at British Tech. Follow me too on Twitter at Kyle Swagger. And of course, our Slack room, hopping and bopping 24/7. Get on over and hop and bop with us. You can do that at BritishTech.slack.com. The new show will be back on Friday. We'll get you caught up the best technology news that will happen over the next 48 hours, and hopefully my voice will be a little bit better by then. But until then, enjoy your lovely hump day. And thank you, as always, for listening.
Yeah, that didn't taste good.